May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. Thirty-nine years ago on Christmas Eve, I was invited back to my home parish. I was still a seminarian. And the job I was given to do was to read this lesson from Hebrews. It sounded a little bit different back then, a different translation, which is probably the one that I will use tonight. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers, but in these last days, He's spoken to us through a Son. In many and various ways, God tried to communicate His love, His message, and His purpose for humanity through prophets and sages and judges, those who were trying their best to share God's message. But just as humanity usually does, people didn't listen. People continue to turn their backs. The prophets continue to come. God's word continued to be preached, and people kept doing their own thing. But then the reason we are here tonight. The reason we are here tonight is from tonight's gospel from John, because the Word became flesh and lived among us full of grace and truth. The point of all this to me is that God doesn't give up on us. That God, throughout the course of history, has sent people into the world to try to get us to understand the depth of the love that God has for God's creation. And ultimately, God decided that God needed to come Himself. That God needed to come just like us, so that we could see and know and understand and touch and see and feel the power of God in our midst. We are here tonight because of that great gift. Because God, in the person of Jesus, ultimately shows us that He's not going to give up. That it was so important that God would become like us to get His message across. But one of the things I think all of us need to understand, one of the things I believe all of us need to claim, is that God didn't stop talking when Jesus ascended into heaven. God continues to speak through godly people this day and in this time and in this place. God's word did not end with the last word of the book of Revelation. But God's word continues to be heard and preached and lived through people like you and me. It's up to us. It's up to us at this day, in this time, to be the Word made flesh. To be that vessel through which the Spirit of God can flow. And God's Word and message for this world can be heard. The Word became flesh in the person of Jesus. And that flesh and blood is shared with us at this table tonight. And as we share that, we too are empowered to be the Word of God for this world in which we live. I urge you, keep your ears open. Keep your minds awake. And keep your hearts ready to listen and to hear and to know God speaking in the here and now. We're here to celebrate the birth of a baby in a manger. But that baby took a lot of people to get it to full growth. You and I are here. You and I are here to keep the Word of God growing so that this world will surely know the power of God's love for all humanity. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, light of light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for us.